Fridays, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A small plane crashes in Northeast Philadelphia. CBS's Erica Brown.
First responders race to the fiery scene moments after the Learjet 55 crashed near Northeast Philadelphia Airport.
Oh, God.
Federal aviation officials say the small plane was en route to Springfield-Branson National Airport in Missouri and went down 30 seconds after takeoff.
I just see the plane is getting lower and lower and lower. It nipped the house. When it nipped the house, it hit a couple cars.
Several people were on board the aircraft, which hit several buildings and cars before bursting into flames.
No immediate word on injuries or fatalities. The six people on the air ambulance included a pediatric patient. Investigators are searching for answers in one of the worst aircraft disasters the U.S. has seen in 16 years. Crews will return to the Potomac River tomorrow in search of remains. 67 people died after an American Airlines flight and an Army Black Hawk helicopter collided Wednesday night. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on the helicopter.
They got those black boxes. We'll be able to hear about the communication between the pilots and then also speaking to the control tower itself, because they'll have a better idea of why that helicopter was where it was when this collision happened.
Black boxes from the plane have also been recovered. President Trump says his promised tariffs will go into effect tomorrow, no matter what.
The president says the tariffs of 25% against Canada and Mexico and 10% against China are non-negotiable.
No, no.
Speaking to reporters in the Oval Office, Trump said it's about economics.
We have about a $200 billion deficit with Canada.
And with Mexico, he says, the deficit is about $250 billion, and that doesn't even tackle the border issue. As for China...
China makes the fentanyl, gives it to Mexico, puts it through Canada.
And then, Trump says, into the United States, costing millions of American lives. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
Significant changes are underway at the FBI. Top officials there are being told to retire, resign, or be fired by Monday. CBS's Jake Rosen.
This kind of purge that we've seen this week since Monday into Friday now has really come with these interim department heads. So that Pam Bondi, who is likely to be the next attorney general, and Kash Patel, who certainly seems headed to be the next FBI director, kind of have cover by the Trump administration to kind of do what Donald Trump has said all along for the last two-plus years. He intends on retributing and going after really a lot of these people who he sees as problems within the government and intelligence agencies.
Over 3 weeks since the flames erupted, causing at least 27 deaths and destruction, the Palisades and Eaton fires are, according to CAL FIRE, 100% contained. This is CBS News.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. You could save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback. Coach Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Oscars are just 4 weeks away, and if you missed some of the Best Picture nominees the first time around or don't have access to the films in theaters, don't despair. The Brutalist, A Complete Unknown, I'm Still Here, and Nickel Boys are unavailable to stream at the moment, but the rest of the nominees are available to watch in the comfort of your own home. Anora, Wicked, and The Substance are all on pay-per-view for anywhere from $4 to $20. 20 big ones might sound like a lot, but oftentimes is cheaper than actually going to the theater. The following potential Best Pick winners are free free if you have the appropriate platforms. Conclave is on Peacock. You can catch A Real Pain on Hulu, and Emilia Perez is available on Netflix. Check them out. It will make watching the Oscars more fun. And at those prices, you can't afford not to be a couch potato. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and colder for tonight, a low dropping to the mid-teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high in the mid-40s. It's 24 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and have an all-new What's Worse. Your chance to call in, have your voice heard. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
It can be prevented. Get screened.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, are we on? Hey, happy Friday. Shabbat Shalom. Juma Mubarak. Let's see. What am I missing? TGIF? There we go. It is the end of the week. It's Anything Goes Friday. It's you and me for the next 3 hours. No guests today. We've got a lot to talk about. We don't have any guests, right? No, we don't. There you go. Okay, the GOP's 60-year conspiracy to kill our democracy. None dare call it treason. I will. Also, this plane crash in Washington, D.C. shows that Donald Trump can't handle a crisis. We're really going to have to hold our breath over the next 4 years. And the FAA report on the crash is out, and it's an indictment of the Republicans. I'll tell you about that in a moment. We also have another hair on fire moment with Elon Musk being involved in our government. And people are trying to simplify the message. In the third hour of our program, is it AI facial recognition? Is using AI facial recognition to identify, arrest, and deport anti-Netanyahu protesters in the U.S. coming up next? Sure looks like it. I'll tell you about that. Also, they're both dangerous. Senators worried that both Cash Patel and Tulsi Gabbard refused a constitutional pledge, refused to say that they would put the Constitution above their loyalty to Donald Trump. Both of them said this. And so here we are. Shouldn't everyone be worried about this? I think so. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com, our daily take, is titled "The GOP's 60-year conspiracy to kill our democracy. None dare call it treason, but I will." And, you know, this is kind of a follow-up to Wednesday's piece on my daily take on Wednesday on Hartman Report and also here on this program. I mentioned, almost in passing, excuse me, Russell Kirk and the origins of today's hard-right GOP. And a few people were like, who's that? And what does this have to do with anything? So, you know, I thought I'd write a piece to tell you the backstory. In a way, it started in 1964, although it actually started in 1951, which I'll get to in just a moment. But in 64, when I was 13 years old, my dad gave me a copy of John Stormer's book, None Dare Call It Treason, which convinced me and my dad and his friends in the local Republican Party that the State Department was filled with communists. And in fact, I mean, and this was, you know, a John Birch Society operation. The John Birch Society in the late 1950s had been heavily funded by Fred Koch, the fossil fuel billionaire, in opposition to Earl Warren signing the Supreme Court decision that integrated schools in 1954, Brown versus Board of Education, the Topeka, Kansas the Board of Education. And you know, and then they went down that right-wing road from there to this anti-communist hysteria. And really, you can even take it a step beyond that. You go back to 1951, which is the year that Russell Kirk published his book, The Conservative Mind.
And the subtitle of his book is From Burke to Eliot. Well, you know, who are Burke and Eliot? Eliot was T.S. Eliot, who in the early 20th century, you know, is the poet, the Hollow Men and all these kind of things, cats. But he was also a hardcore right-winger, T.S. Eliot was, is British. And Burke was an Irish right-wing politician. I'm not sure he was a politician, actually, but he was... He wrote and spoke extensively about politics and about public policy in the late 1700s. It was Edmund Burke that Thomas Paine visited on his way to France to get arrested during the French Revolution. He didn't intend to get arrested. James Monroe had to bail him out, who would later become president. But it was Burke. He spent 2 weeks at Burke's house in Ireland. And got in such a fight with Burke about public policy that Thomas Paine wrote an entire book called The Rights of Man as a rebuttal to Burke. So, yeah, that's a kind of anti-American. I mean, you know, Burke actually supported the American Revolution, but, you know, he did not support the idea of working class people voting. He famously said, you know, the occupation of a hairdresser or a working tallow chandler, candlemaker, cannot be a matter of honor to any person, to say nothing of a number of other more servile employments. Such descriptions of men ought not to suffer oppression from the state, but the state suffers oppression if such as they, either individually or collectively, are permitted to rule. He's talking about, you know, voting or running for public office. And he adds in this, you think you are combating prejudice, but you are actually at war with nature. In other words, those middle class, working class people, they're intellectually inferior. That's why they're not rich. Now, in 1951, I mean, this the entire first chapter of Russell Kirk's book is devoted to Edmund Burke and how wonderful it was. Now, Burke said, you know, we have to have classes and orders in society. Basically, white men need to run everything. Wealthy white men need to run everything. This was not a new idea. I mean, Europe had been running this way for 1,000 years. But, you know, it's generally considered the conservative idea. And Kirk, in his book, basically was predicting, I mean, not so much specifically in his book, but more generally, predicting that if the 1950 generation of hairdressers and tallow chandlers, candlemakers, you know, college students, women, working class people, people of color, if they ever got close to the kind of social and political power that wealthy white men had, that it would create absolute chaos here in the United States. It would destroy our country. Now, keep in mind, this was a time when racial segregation was legal and brutally enforced. Young people couldn't vote. The voting age was 21. Campuses were almost entirely all male. Both abortion and birth control were illegal in most states. Women couldn't open checking accounts or get credit cards without a husband, brother, or father's signature. But nonetheless, throughout the 1950s, Kirk's warnings were largely ignored. I mean, you know, like I said, Buckley and Goldwater, you know, loved him, but that was about it. But then in 1961, the birth control pill was put on the market and approved by the Food and Drug Administration. And the Vietnam War began to heat up a few years later. And suddenly, you had women demanding, now that they could control their fertility, demanding equality in the workplace. The women's rights movement, the women's liberation movement, it was kicked off in the mid-60s. And you had the anti-war movement and SDS, young people. And you had the truly effective and peak impact of the civil rights movement with the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. And you had, by the late 60s, you had many cities in America on fire because black people were protesting. Having unarmed black men killed by police. Every single one of those so-called riots started with a cop killing a black person who was unarmed. Every single one of them. Go back and look it up. And then on top of this, you had the Arab oil embargo of the 70s, which jacked inflation. And so throughout the 70s, you had all these working class people who were union members. And keep in mind, a third of America was unionized back then. Going on strike, demanding higher wages to make up for inflation. So all of this just completely freaked out the wealthy white male oligarchs who were funding the Republican Party. and the John Birch Society. And they became convinced that Russell Kirk was actually right back in 1951 when he said that if women ever get this kind of power, if young people ever get this kind of power, if black people ever get this kind of power, if queer people ever get this kind of power, it's going to bring America to its knees. It's going to be it's going to produce moral decay and social chaos. And so, you know, they got Ronald Reagan in office, and Reagan's mandate was, let's dial back this damn middle class, this middle class that's empowering these women and black people and young people and working class people to make demands of us rich guys, basically. And this was their solution. And it was so effective that Reagan took us from a third of us being unionized to fewer than 10% of us by the end of the Reagan and Bush 12-year era. And on top of that, and froze wages basically till this day. I mean, they've been creeping up under Biden, but, you know, it's we're still seeing union density going down rather than up right now. And of course, Reagan just basically shut down the National Labor Relations Board. So it's going to be almost impossible to create a union during the Reagan or during, did I say Reagan? Trump, during the Trump administration here. It was Reagan who massively cut taxes on rich people, raised taxes on working class people 11 times, put taxes on Social Security income, put taxes on unemployment insurance income, ended the tax deductibility of credit card loans, ended the tax deductibility of car loans, ended the tax deductibility of student debt interest, all things that working class people used while he was expanding the number of loopholes, the number of tax loopholes, the tax deductions that rich people could take. He dropped the top tax bracket from 74% down to 25%. At that time, there were only 7 billionaires in America. He declared war on labor unions and took out PATCO. They pushed through the GATT and WTO, or the precursors to them, and they negotiated NAFTA. Clinton signed all those things. And it worked. It worked. It gutted America. And this is how we got to where we are. And now we've got this open fascist, apparent friend of authoritarian Russia as president. He's putting in place people and policies that could turn America into an authoritarian state like Russia or Hungary. We're literally facing that authoritarian future, bringing this back to John Stormer, that I read about in None Dare Call It Treason. John Stormer's prophecy has been fulfilled, but not by communists in the State Department, but rather by oligarchs and neo-fascists in the White House and Congress and the Supreme Court. You know, perhaps none dare call it treason, but I do. I dare call it treason. I'll be right back, 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Let's talk about this plane crash and, what's really going on here. And then I'll pick up your calls. It's Anything Goes Weekend also here, so stay tuned.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes, The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Ready, set, go! Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, are you ready to move easily and independently without pain or stiffness holding you back? You want to look in a mirror and see a plump, hydrated glow instead of more fine lines and wrinkles? Discover Native Path Collagen, made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the two most important types that make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, and gut, types 1 and 3 provide maximum benefits without the need for unnecessary fillers. Native Path Collagen is a single ingredient formula with no fillers, additives, or artificial sweeteners. Plus, it's third-party tested for heavy metals, ensuring purity and safety. Completely flavorless, Native Path Collagen can be added to anything, coffee, smoothies, soups, you name it. Its peptide formula makes it more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed more easily and mixes perfectly without clumping. And you can get 3 or 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, and start your transformation today. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
Goldwater's morning call behind the country's walls. Stormer's book was passed around. Fear was set in stone. The rich men lit the torches, claimed the Reds would take our home. They sold the fear. They sold the GOP's long game, 60 years in disguise, selling fear to the people, feeding power to the lies. They call it saving freedom, but they built an iron cage. None dare call it treason, but I will on this stage. Russell Kirk laid out the plan, keep the working class.
class in line. Let the wealthy pull the strings. Call it order, call it fine. They crushed the unions, closed the schools, made the people crawl, sold the dream on TV screens.
Welcome back. 24 minutes past the hour. Conservative Anglican. I mentioned this yesterday. This Anglican priest, he's a member of the Anglican Catholic Church, which is kind of an offshoot of the Anglican Church. Calvin Robinson. This guy did the Hitler salute at a anti-abortion rally a couple of days ago, and his denomination, the ACC, the Anglican Catholic Church, just fired him. They said, while we cannot say what was in Mr. Robinson's heart when he did this, his action appears to have been an attempt to curry favor with certain elements of the American political right by provoking its opposition. He's been warned that online trolling and other such actions, whether in service of right or left, are incompatible with a priestly vocation and told to desist. We believe that those who mimic the Nazi salute, even as a joke or an attempt to troll their opponents, trivialize the horror of the Holocaust and diminish the sacrifice of those who fought against its perpetrators. So they fired him. He tried to say, oh, I was just joking. And they're like, nah, you know, that works for Elon Musk. It's not going to work for you. Now, this aircraft, Donald Trump came out immediately yesterday, you know, after the crash and said, this is the fault of the FAA hiring women, black people, and disabled people. He was quite explicit about it. And then J.D. Vance came out and even told the story about how he knew of a white man who had tried to get a job as an air traffic controller and couldn't because the job was given to a black woman or something like that. I mean, it's just the racism here and the misogyny and, you know, just hate. I mean, that's what these guys run on. It was just amazing. Well, now we know that the helicopter pilot was a white man, the airline pilot was a white man, and the air traffic controller was a white man. So, and none of them were disabled or had any, you know, physical or intellectual disabilities. This, you know, Jonathan Lemire over on Morning Joe this morning says, just like in 2020, Trump uses a national calamity to score political points and denigrate his foes. The first crisis of the young administration, a moment to console a stunned and grieving nation. Trump repeatedly implied that the crash was the fault of his Democratic predecessors and DEI policies. Yeah, you think? He goes on to say he couldn't handle the idea that this crisis is suddenly something he has to deal with, so he tries to pass the buck to others. He tried to score political points, but it was also about shifting blame. Yep. Meanwhile, the staffing of the FAA had been frozen by Republicans. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. It's Anything Goes Friday, Anything Goes Weekend. We'll be right back. 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, speaking the truths that Donald Trump would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Stay tuned. Right back with you on the other side of this break.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That, podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's T-H-O-M.tv to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News special report: a small medical jet crashed and exploded into a fireball in Philadelphia just after 6 Eastern time, shortly after takeoff with 6 people aboard.
It came down in a urban area. There were a lot of people around. It was a ferocious explosion as the plane came to rest.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. The plane was a Learjet 55 used by Jet Rescue Air Ambulance. It was going from Philadelphia to Springfield, Missouri, with a child patient on board. The explosion on the ground set buildings and cars on fire.
The plane is getting lower and lower and lower. It nipped the house. When it nipped the house, it hit a couple cars. Boom! And to the plaza, and to the Dunkin' Donuts, everywhere. I've never seen nothing like that a day in my life.
There are no official reports on casualties in the air or on the ground. Jet Rescue Air Ambulance said it cannot confirm any survivors. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Toscano.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're a fan of the video game Fortnite and Sabrina Carpenter's music, this might be the most earth-shattering news you've ever heard, so have a seat. The pop star is in talks to have her image featured in the game Fortnite, according to Forbes, which reports the game will use her music and develop a skin in her likeness. Other artists that have been featured in Fortnite include Eminem, Bruno Mars, Lady Gaga, Mariah Carey, and Metallica. I still love watching people do the Fortnite dance. Selma Blair is back to work. The actress is the star of films like Cruel Intentions, The Sweetest Thing, and A Guy Thing, co-wrote by yours truly. Did you really think I was above making a shameless plug? Blair announced in 2018 that she was dealing with multiple sclerosis. According to Variety, the actress has signed on to 3 new film projects, including Stay Forte, which is the story of the 3 Israeli hostages taken by Hamas October 7th of last year. No real details were given about her MS, other than the actress says she's feeling much better. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Packers lose a defensive coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Packers linebacker and run defense coordinator Anthony Campanelli is leaving Green Bay to become defensive coordinator of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Campanelli asked what's one of the biggest things he's learned as an NFL assistant coach.
Everybody has a different personality. I think that's part of being a coach, is understanding that you don't coach everybody the exact same way. It just doesn't work that way.
On offense, former Vikings quarterback Sean Mannion expected to become Jordan Love's quarterback. Coach Tom Clements retired last week. NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio to take on the Spurs. Damian Lillard named to the All-Star team as a reserve. Lillard talked about missing out on a chance to meet former UFC boxing champ Conor McGregor at the Jazz game the other night.
I didn't even know he was there. That's what was crazy. It's like we came back in here after the game and they was talking about it and I didn't even see him. And I'm a big Conor McGregor fan too, so I would have had some questions for him.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and colder for tonight, a low dropping to the mid-teens. For tomorrow, cloudy sky, breezy, some snow showers in the afternoon, a high in the low 30s. Then turning partly sunny and warmer Sunday, high in the mid-40s. It's 24 right now.
The Badgers.
Fades Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app. Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning, we'll talk about the controversy over how test scores are rated in Wisconsin schools and connect the dots to neglect from the legislature.
Weekday morning starting at 6.
In reality, the tower staffing at Reagan National Airport, DCA, was, quote, not normal for the time of day and volume of traffic. That's literally verbatim from the Federal Aviation Administration. It wasn't black people. Like Donald Trump said, it wasn't women like Donald Trump said, it wasn't dwarfs like Donald Trump said. It was that there was only one controller handling both the military traffic of the helicopters on one frequency and the civilian traffic of the jetliners on another frequency. And it should have been two controllers. I mean, it's not unusual to go to one controller, like, you know, when things are really slow, like overnight, stuff like that. But this was not that. This was not during that really slow period. So where does this start? Well, January 20th, Donald Trump fired the FAA director. Why? Because the guy had launched an investigation into SpaceX. And Elon Musk got pissed off. So Trump fires him, fires the FAA director. The day after January 21st, Trump freezes all hiring of air traffic controllers. January 22nd, Trump disbands the Aviation Safety Advisory Committee. January 28th, Donald Trump sends a buyout retirement ransom letter to all of the air traffic controllers saying, hey, if you want to quit, please do so now. We'll pay your salaries for 8 months. And then January 29th, first mid-air collision in 16 years. Are we surprised? The House Republicans' 2025 budget proposal, which is we're looking at right now, the budget that they're proposing, cuts funding to the FAA, which, by the way, is so understaffed as a result of previous Republican budget cuts that controllers are often working 10 hours a day, 6 days a week, which is not good. It's not good for the controllers, not good for air safety. The House Republican 2025 budget proposes cutting FAA funding by 26%. Back in 2023, they also wanted to cut funding to the FAA. They didn't quite get it. What they were able to do was basically freeze funding rather than cutting it. But they wanted to cut it. And so now we've got this internal report. The tower at Reagan National Airport, the old National Airport, DCA, only has 19 fully certified controllers. The FAA says there should be 30. But, you know, Trump's got a hiring freeze, and he's gutting the Aviation Security Advisory Committee, and his FAA chief was fired, and, I mean, it's a cluster. It's a mess. Thank you, Republicans. 37 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind today? Chris in Littleton, Colorado. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, good morning, Tom. The current regime cheated in 101 different ways to barely win by a thin margin. And the reason they won is because many people sat at home and did not vote.
I agree.
And now every American...
Although, I would say the main reason they won was because Republicans succeeded in getting at least 4 million votes either not counted after they had been cast or preventing people from voting by throwing their names off voting rolls.
But the solution to that is to vote in overwhelming numbers so that they can't cheat.
Yes, that's not a bad thing, and that's what we've been doing up to this point. And every year they knock more people off the voting rolls. You know, in previous years it might have been 2 million. Now it's 4 million. I think the solution is to pass legislation. And obviously, this is not going to happen when Republicans are in office, that says that voting is a right in America, just like in every other democratic country in the world.
Yeah, truly. In the midterm, it's less than 2 years away. We need to start supporting candidates that represent people and not corporations and rich people.
I agree. I think it's 641 days from now, but I could be wrong. But yeah, it's fewer than 2 years from now, and we've got to get our act together. Chris, thank you very much. Jerry in Venice, California. Hey, Jerry, what's on your mind today?
Your person from Chicago that talked about chaos.
Yeah, Jessica.
Well, yes, the Saturday Night Live needs to do a skit with Greg Palast and Harris and chaos. The old Maxwell Smart.
Harris.
Yeah, I'm telling
you're
you,
dating
man.
Yourself,
you know,
Jerry.
You need to put it in. Every time they do something crazier, you just put it on. Put on another skit.
Chaos. Yes.
You can't get Greg. You can't get Greg on mainstream TV or anything. Right. That would do it.
Yeah.
Gumshoe.
Yeah. Yeah. We need the Smothers Brothers back too. Jerry, thank you. Yeah. That's a good idea. Steve in Lake Oswego, Oregon. Hey, Steve. What's up?
Hey, happy Friday, Tom.
Thank you.
Hey, building on what your previous caller said, I wanted to talk to you today about CCI. That is chaos, corruption, and incompetence of the Republicans and Trump administration. I think we need to make CCI the pejorative acronym that the right-wingers have made DEI. And I think if we just continue to you know, put that out. You know, Pete Hegseth, he's a CCI hire. Donald Trump, the CCI administration. I think you have the bullhorn that you have, and you have Mark Pocan and Ro Khanna and others, that we could get this out in the lexicon. You know, CCI. I know that DEI started from some right-wing shouter, and, you know, it has become now common language that the public knows that when they hear DEI, they know what that stands for.
Yeah.
We need to get CCI in that same kind of level. And you have my permission if you want to broadcast this or use it in your everyday conversations or when you talk to politicos that, you know, we need to get CCI, chaos, corruption, incompetence.
I got it.
Republican culture of CCI.
I got it. Keep thinking. That's a good one. Thank you. CC in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CC, what's on your mind today?
Say it Friday, Tom.
But, indeed.
WEI would be a better one. W being white and whatever the two acronyms left after that. But anyway, Tom, man, I'm hurt from that Greg Palast report. I'm on the mat. I need to take my own advice. You talk about stealing somebody's joy. That report, and I've been trying to verify it with the EAC, and I'm sure Greg Palast he's got a statement from the EAC about how many people were knocked off.
Yeah.
But anyway, Tom, I don't go for this racist stuff. I'm 59 years old, Tom. I'm from Mississippi. I've benefited from the 1965 right.
Mm-hmm.
I've exploited it to the max. I'm blessed. I'm not covered under FDIC. I'm covered under SPIC, if you know what that means.
I don't.
And so money equals freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get distracted by this racism. If anything, make sure you look at the bank. This may be the biggest stick-up in American history. Don't get caught up in this racism. I've dealt with racism to the fullest. If you knew my story from the time I walked out of corporate America with my pockets full, you would know I understand this game.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be distracted by this racism. I was born under the stars and bars.
No, I get that. I get that, Cece. It looks to me like what we have... what these right-wing billionaires have been trying to produce in America basically since the John Birch Society days, you know, after the Brown versus Board of Education ruling is a caste system. You know, it's a highly stratified, rigidified class system based on economics. But it is but it requires a large underclass, and it's very easy for these rich white guys to slot certain people, you know, who can be easily identified, people whose skin is darker than them, and women, into that lowest caste. I mean, you know, so I don't think you can disentangle racism and misogyny from this.
No. And let me finish this real quick, Tom, because I want to go to this leadership thing that you were talking about. Well, you had some good points, though, that you have a good plan about messaging and all that. But the fault in any plan that anybody comes up with, we have a mass failure in leadership. Even if you came up with the excellent plan that you have nobody to deliver it. And so my solution is that your power, you underestimate your power. You're the best show in town. And what you need to do is wield your power. You need these, like I said, Ms. Harris should have came on your show. All the high level, they have to come through free speech. This is the only thing, we're down to this. And we got to fight, Tom. You are the leader right now. That's not saying great things about the leaders we have. That's not against you. You're a great leader. And that's unfortunate that we have to follow radio hosts.
Yeah.
We're waiting on a leader.
Give us a
fight. We're ready.
I wrote this thing last week, and I went off on a rant about it. You know, where are the damn Democratic leaders? Adam Kinzinger. I mean, I played that whole three-minute clip of him here on this program, or two and a half.
I saw that. Yeah. Hey,
yeah. It's like, you know, where is the Democratic leadership? CeCe, thanks for the call, and thanks for your kind words. I'm really hopeful that Monday, with a new DNC chair, we're going to see this party hit the ground running. If we don't, I'm going to be just beside myself. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Exposing the con in conservative. I'll be back with your calls in just a moment. Everyone gets busy at the holidays, and it's so wonderful having ShipStation here to help us take the chaos out of shipping and make it smooth. Plus, ShipStation can save hours of work so you can focus on other parts of your business because you never have to worry about shipping and fulfillment again with ShipStation. It's super easy to automate shipping tasks and manage orders in one simple dashboard. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and the Postal Service rates, and up to 90% off FedEx rates. 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Calm the chaos of order fulfillment with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is Tom.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening our rights and freedoms. For non-religious thinkers like us, it's time to take a stand. Since 1978, the Freedom From Religion Foundation has been fortifying the wall between church and state, fighting for a government that represents everyone, not just the religious majority. By joining FFRF, you're supporting their critical work, legal battles to keep religion out of government, public education campaigns, and advocacy for reason and science. And when you become a member, you're joining a movement. You'll get access to Free Thought Today newspaper, advocacy resources, and a community of like-minded people fighting to ensure reason and our secular constitution prevail. Don't let Christian nationalism dominate our laws and values. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman today. Or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511 and become a member today. Protect the rights of free thinkers everywhere. Visit ffrf.us/Hartman or text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply. ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's. Welcome back. It is 9 minutes before the hour. Coming up on 8 minutes before the hour, Melissa in Old Town, Maine. Hey, Melissa, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I wanted to talk to you about my journey in the whole process of all of this. I am married to a police officer who is a Trump supporter, and
oh my goodness,
we've been married for a lot. Yes, and we've been married for a long time. So I've had a lot of education in my life. You know, I have headphones in a lot, listening to podcasts, and I'm a grad student. But I have that cocktail party hearing, and I think it's important to hear what's going on everywhere. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I know all the MAGA lingo, the Rush, things like that. So I'm kind of well trained for all the things that people throw at you.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do my graduate independent study on all of last week, observing Trump's page for hours, and the same thing with Biden, because I didn't want to be biased,
mm-hmm.
with, you know, or the liberal pages and the conservative pages. I ended up being on Trump's pages. You know, it was kind of like I was working my job. It was I would go in and out, go to lunch, and observe things. And I
are you talking social media pages? I don't know what you mean by pages.
His Facebook page. His Facebook,
oh, Facebook
page. I apologize.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Mostly the Facebook page.
Okay.
I apologize. I'm a little nervous.
That's okay, Melissa.
So, yeah. So the whole time I'm on Trump's page, it's like my spidey. It's like my spidey senses are going off, because my father was in the Fernald School in Massachusetts, where they were practicing eugenics on immigrant children. My father wasn't an immigrant, but his parents were, and his father died when they came. Well, they would have been here a while. I don't know. You know how those old family stories, you can't really, sometimes, you know, you don't know where it all ended up. You don't get those answers before they go here, but
sure.
They came over, and my dad's father died from his mom, and this is back the 40s, 50s.
Yeah.
And his mom's got, you know, a bunch of Portuguese immigrant children, and back then, you know, women, you know how it goes. You were just discussing that about, the, you know, how women were treated. And sure. So what, he was in
where,
there
several
years. Where
are you going with this, Melissa? What's the point you're trying to make?
Well, I went in on Trump's page. My point is, it's so hard, but I went on Trump's page and I watched for hours and hours and hours. And I watched, you know, the arrogance go up when Trump pardoned last week. I watched the arrogance inflame up, and I watched the comments really increase. And then he posted a video of Selena Gomez crying, and the comments on there, I have so much data, research, and screenshots. The comments were cruel.
Yeah.
Cruel.
Well, this is Trump's people revel in cruelty.
Yeah. Yeah.
They revel
and so,
in his cruelty.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, you were talking about the, you know, I don't like the other. I'm trying so hard not to other. It's not because I think our wording of us versus them in society is hurting us. So I'm trying to not do that. But and I'm sorry here, but I have been kind of traumatized because of my father told me the stories of what happened in that in Fernald. And there is a book on it called The State Boys Rebellion. Have you ever read that?
I've not. No. Don't know about it.
I think that you would find it very interesting. My father is in that. He was a kid that would go down. And anyway, I'm going off because I'm so proud of my dad, and I'm so proud of the resiliency that he gave my family. You know, I kept thinking when I was on there and writing data, I was talking to my advisor yesterday because, you know, we had to go over the NASA social work ethics, you know, about safety, you know. Mm-hmm. And I just kept feeling like my dad's ringing my doorbell kind of a thing. And I know it sounds so weird, but I just got the willies. But anyway, so I'm doing this research project, and I know it's a lot, but the things that I saw in there, and so like when George Clooney was on a show talking against him, he would post things quickly at the same time. I have to monitor what's going on in society and what's going on Trump's page, because there's a Trump society, and it's very clear they don't watch, most of them seem like they don't watch the other news programs except for Newsmax, Fox.
Yeah.
And I'm not, I don't
no,
want to
they're very happy
that,
to live in their little bubble.
Yeah, and that scares me. You know, you said a couple of weeks ago, Trump supporters scare you more than anybody, and they do, because for me, it's all distraction. You know, he put on the video on his page of when they took the illegal immigrants away, and he posted it and was like something like losers. I have the screenshots, and
right.
The thing of it is they would delete stuff, and so my advisor wanted me to put my toe in the water and say, you know, what happens if you comment? So one time I was like, I'm just curious because they keep going on about Hunter Biden.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm just curious.
They've got their memes they keep recycling. And Melissa, I'm sorry, I'm out of time. But thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing your story with us. We're hitting the top of the hour here on the other side of this break. We have another hair on fire moment with Elon Musk tinkering with our government. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Emily Zifos is back as my guest co-host. We're going to talk about Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Brian Hagedorn recusing himself from an Act 10 lawsuit. What does that mean? Join us.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. A shocking explosion as a small medical jet carrying six people crashes in a northeast Philadelphia neighborhood this evening. CBS Philadelphia reporter Siafa Lewis is at the scene.
Shortly after 6 p.m. on Friday night, a Learjet appeared to crash into a row home in northeast Philadelphia and across from a very busy Roosevelt Mall. That plane was believed to have been carrying six passengers. They were on their way from northeast Philadelphia's airport to Missouri, to Springfield, Missouri. That plane had, I believe, 7,000 pounds of jet fuel on board, and it created a massive explosion.
There are no official statements about casualties or deaths in the air or on the ground, but Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says there are tragedies.
There will be loss in this region. And we want to offer our thoughts and our serious prayers for